Grimaldi, actor at The Sopranos. He played Patsy Parisi. Good morning. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Oh,
good morning.
Yeah, morning.
Love the show. We just want to mention that a night with the cast of The Sopranos coming to the Belmore. It's Saturday, April 18th, a week from this coming Saturday at the Belmore Movies and Showplace, Belmore, New York.
Cool.
It's a great night. So
yeah,
it's four cast members and a surprise. Can we reveal the surprise?
No.
No.
He says, I like his no.
I'll have to kill you.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He says no, it's no. Yeah.
No, he said no.
No,
like, you just
also you can get tickets on Eventbrite.
Okay, yeah.
Where, you know, it's a repeat performance. We're backed by popular demand.
Right.
We're going to.
It's Matt Servito, Jason Serbone, Bobby Finaro, and myself, and a mystery guest, which, if you want to know, I'll kill you. That's all.
Yeah. I don't want to know. I want to be a surprise.
Do you know who it is?
Of course, yeah.
Okay.
Right. Right. All right. Another guy. Yeah.
We're trusted with that information.
All right, good.
No, nobody else.
Right. Yeah. You're not a known rat. You're able to hold on to information.
Absolutely.
How did you get the role? Who approached you, and did you have to audition?
Well, yeah. Well, the role was put on into the casting. Casting director sent it out to the agents, and my agent submitted me. I read with David Chase, and so happy, so grateful to get the role of Philly for 3 days in 1998. And David came back from Italy, and he saw the rushes, and he looked at my character, and he said, "Who is this guy? I don't want him killed. You can use the twin card once. I'm going to make him a twin." And that's
nice.
How Patsy was born.
That is.
I was not hired as Philly and Patsy. I was hired as Philly, and my work, David loved to create Patsy. So that's the way it happened.
No, don't pay?
So you knew when you auditioned that it was a limited role, a short appearance in this?
3 days. 3 days.
Wow.
At that point in time, you know, they were a hit show at that point. It was the second season. This was the first new character in the second season. And every actor in America wanted to be on The Sopranos. And I got the job, and I had a monologue in the car, and I was so happy. If I just did Philly, I was happy. I was on The Sopranos, and I had a nice scene, and that, as an actor, I was very fulfilling. And then, by the grace of God, I was given a gift of Patsy, and that went on for 47 episodes.
Nice. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And I was the luckiest guy on the show.
Right.
Bar none.
At first.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, my parents are from Brooklyn, and I think everybody from Brooklyn has an uncle like you, where it's like, is he an accountant or is he in the mob?
Yeah, what does he do exactly? He dressed all be nice.
You know what I mean? I like that you played both. Well, you were an accountant,
and I am from Brooklyn. Nah, so there you go.
Yeah, the old country.
Yep.
for my generation.
Yep.
Yeah, but I'm back there. I moved back there 5 years ago. I live one block from where I was born.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I'm always swimming upstream. Everybody's leaving. I'm coming back.
The price had changed, though. Rent went up.
Yeah, prices are different now.
Yeah.
Oh, a little bit. Yeah, yeah. Quite a little bit.
When did you know that? So you knew Philly was getting whacked when you tried out for the part. And then, and then when did you find out that they created this thing, a twin called Patsy?
Well, there was inklings. My agent said it's a possibility you're going to go back. So it was about 6 months. Well, Patsy was in the last episode. So that was a couple of months later. Patsy is in the last episode of season two. He comes he's on the boardwalk in Asbury Park with a hole in his head. In the dream sequence. And so from that point, from the point at the end of that season two was almost 6 months to see if I was going back for good. I mean, you know, as a recurring character.
Yeah.
I was in episode 13 of season two, but there still was no word that I was going to go back for season three. So I waited about 6 months, and then they let me know that you're going back.
How did
so
you...
Very exciting.
When did you? So how does that work when you're back? You're back as Patsy. Do you get every single script, or you only get the scripts that you're in? You get the scenes that you're in? Do you get the whole thing?
No, there's a table read at the beginning of every episode, and you very, very cautiously go to the table read, hoping you're not going to die.
Right. Where are the rest of my pages? It just ends right here. Why is that?
You know, John Fiore, who was Ty Gigi, who killed me as Philly, we were great friends, and every week, you think you're gonna get killed? It was like being in the mob. You didn't know if you were gonna be killed or not. It was a horror. My dream was to be alive at the end, which I was.
You made it.
Killed me, which was great.
Yeah,
I made it. But every week was that trepidation as who's getting killed this week. Because if you watch the podcast of David Chase, he said, "Hey, it's a mob show. I gotta kill people."
Right.
So, you know, and my character could have been killed at any time, you know, and it was not integral to the story, but it was integral to the show. And so you would have a table read where all the actors who were in that episode would read the episode. So you didn't know anything. And that was like the day we started shooting that episode. So you didn't know anything until then.
So do you remember being at a table read, going through the script and finding out a character's going to die, then looking over and looking at the character's face because the actor is now finding out?
Right. Do you point and go, ooh.
Sorry, man.
Ooh.
We didn't find out, but there was a phone call that you never wanted to get, which David would always call you if he was going to kill you.
Oh, wow.
And he would invite you to lunch or dinner.
Oh, boy.
And he would give you, the good news is you had a great episode. The bad news is, you're dead.
Did he kiss you on both cheeks afterwards? You're dead to me.
So that was, and it was a phone call you never wanted to get.
Right. No,
it's David on the line. Oh God, I'm dead.
damn it!
Don't answer the phone. Don't get the phone.
Dan Grimaldi's on the show.
Voice
He's
mail.
Doing a Sopranos event on the island, and we're linked up on the radio station website.
That's awesome.
You know, I could be wrong here, but Big Pussy is the first time I remember a main character that everybody loved getting whacked.
Yeah.
I remember the shocker.
Beloved character.
Main character in a series, in any series, getting killed.
Yeah.
Right.
He was the first main character in this. That's, David set that precedent. Not only was he a genius and the greatest showrunner in TV history and created the greatest show in TV history, but he was the first one to kill a major character.
Wow.
Nobody has killed major characters like David did. But yes, Vinny Pastore was the first one to go in season two. And he was a very popular character.
So
as popular as Tony Soprano.
Yeah.
As Tony Soprano.
Right. What a.
And I always thought that he would be the most popular character because he was so popular. He really was. And we've been friends since the 70s. We know each other a long time.
So you must have been shocked when that happened.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know,
everybody.
What happened, too, is the outlook of the actor, as I've told people. After doing The Sopranos, every time I watch a TV show, and a character dies, I say, they lost their job.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Right.
It's not.
There's
it's
a
not
sadness.
A character lose, it's not a character in the show losing, dying. It's an actor losing their job. It's like, they just got fired. That sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
That was another one. They found a way to bring him back often. They had the dream sequences and flashbacks.
Yeah.
He was never gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. And that name, you know, he's done very well with that name.
Anyway, $4 a pound.
Big pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of my favorite lines, if not my favorite line from your character in The Sopranos was, and it comes up, you know, everywhere you go, and it won't be cinematic.
Yeah.
When you're threatening Tony's mistress in the car with the gun.
Right.
Was that written? Was that improv? Where'd that come from?
You bring up a good point. Here's a good point. There was no improv. There was no changing of lines in The Sopranos. The writers were the greatest writers in TV history since the 50s when Patty Chayefsky and playwrights wrote for television in the beginning. We said every word. If we didn't say a word, the script person would come up and say, "Dan, it's not the okay." Every word was scripted. Every word. Jimmy was the only one. Kate once in a blue moon, Jimmy would say something, and they would let it go. To emphasize that point, when I fight with Christopher at the construction site,
I love it.
In the script, it says Patsy spits. I said to the director, you know, when we spit, we curse. We always curse.
Yeah.
My father used to say, to you, dirty bastard.
Yeah. My grandfather, too.
I forgot the dirty part.
Right.
And I said, do you mind? Can I say, to you, bastard? And it took six phone calls up the chain of command to David. And David said, okay, let Danny say that.
Nice.
And then it came down. And I was allowed to say, you bastard, two words. But it took six phone calls. We never, never varied from the script.
Wow.
We're not allowed to, nor should we. The word is sacrosanct to me. Writers spend a lot of time on every single word they write. And the Sopranos, they were such good writers. Why would we change the greatest writing in history and television history? So it was a norm, and it was very, very understandable. They were the best writers. Say what they wrote. We're actors. We say what the writers write. So that was it. That was a commandment.
Why would you change the words?
Yeah.
No.
It's like
no reason to.
Paul McCartney, John Lennon. Hey, let me change this.
No.
No.
Yeah. No.
Dan Grimaldi's on. There's a Sopranos event coming up a week from Saturday at the Belmore in New York. We're linked up on the radio station website. I know you know this. You come up as a prime suspect in Tony's hit, if he was hit. You're on that right. List of suspects. How do you feel about that?
I'm number one on the list.
Yeah.
I love it. It's great. The fans basically logically, it's Patsy and Paulie Walnuts and Tony, and Tony killed his brother. You could see many times in my eyes my hatred for him. And my wanting to get revenge. We were identical twins, you know. And I'm the sports book. I'm kind of intelligent, so I would be the successor.
Well, you were gonna kill him,
yeah.
And then you didn't
assassinate him and take over.
Yeah.
Even though his son's my son is marrying his daughter, but right. I still would do it.
And then you were part of Ralphie's crew. So when Ralphie goes away, now you lose that whole pipeline. Like there were multiple opportunities.
Yeah, and Tony was selling out buildings out from underneath. Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of reason for you.
No show jobs go to Christopher. That leads to the whole great fight.
That's
like
right.
That's amazing.
He got promoted.
Right. Yeah.
The storyline's unbelievable.
Yeah, I was passed over quite a few times.
Another reason.
Not only did he kill my brother, but he passed over me. And, you know, and I was the old timer, really, you know.
Yeah.
It was me and Paulie Walnuts were the old timers in the crew, so, you know. And Paulie, Paulie doesn't seem to be the character that you would put at the head of the family.
That was such a secret, that last episode. I'm guessing you guys didn't know about that last diner scene, like at the table read for the last episode.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
We talked about this. We were all in different places. I was downtown watching it. And when it went black, we all felt the same as the rest of America. What happened?
Right. Yeah.
When the credits rolled. But you know something? First of all, I don't think television is art. I think it's entertainment. But art is a subjective experience. So when it went black, every person who watched it wrote the ending. It's your ending. You know, and the great thing about The Sopranos is that it's 19 years later, and I got the question asked yesterday, what do you think of that ending? What's that ending? You know, we still get controversy 19 years later.
Wow.
I think
that shows the greatness of it.
The greatness of it.
Exactly.
That ending to me aged well. I didn't like it at first, but as time went on, I'm like, oh no, that was beautiful.
It's timeless.
Nobody wanted to see Tony die.
Yeah.
And now it's like you said, it's up to the viewer, individual viewer. If there's 80 million people watching this,
right.
There's 80 million different potential endings,
right?
You know,
yeah.
And the basis is they go on living. We're not watching them anymore.
Yeah,
right. We know Tony's going to end up in prison or dead. I mean, basically, but how that happens, we don't know. That's up to you. You know, you write your own ending. And then, and you know, the other thing was, how do you end The Sopranos? You just end it. He reflected life so accurately. He never tied up, and we all have loose ends in our lives that we never tied up. But that's, and The Sopranos, there were no TV show left things hanging. That, you know, the Russian, the rapist, nobody left stuff like he did. He just that's it. Okay, you figure out what happened.
Yeah,
I'm not. That's it. I'm moving on. And so by doing that, he just left it. That's it. We're over.
Were there different scenes shot for that last episode?
There was. I don't know what it is, but there was.
Yeah,
there
you
was
do.
You had to be in one of them.
No, I don't. I don't. I swear I don't.
Really? You weren't in one of them?
There were alternate endings. No, there were alternate endings.
Wow. I had a feeling
I wasn't privy to them. I know there was at least one alternate ending.
I had a feeling black was.
Yeah.
An editing room decision.
Right. Yeah, Tony paid for the fries and left.
Yeah.
On your rings.
I love this guy. He's not going to talk.
No, it's great. Perfect role.
Dan, such an honor to have you on. You're such a tremendous actor.
Yeah, thank you.
Dan Grimaldi. Yeah, I was looking through your Instagram, and sorry for the passing of your wife.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right. We're going to link up on the radio station website, Dan Grimaldi doing a night with the cast of The Sopranos, happening a week from Saturday at the Belmore.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.